Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Sunday, June 14th, 2015. Coming to you here from Los Angeles, California area. And I just recently moved back here to California from Florida. And I'm glad you're listening to my live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can call in, you can give me a call later on my cell phone here, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, this is a 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad you're listening to my network, GNN, Gregory News Network. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're in the end times, ladies and gentlemen, and I pray that you'll accept the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want to send me an email, you can, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's spelled quakeman30@gmail.com. And later on, after this broadcast, Lord willing, sometime this week, I'll put this broadcast on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News. Also, you can catch my TV shows worldwide on the internet on YouTube at James Gregory. Just go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network, and it takes you right there to my YouTube site, okay? And I just recently, like I said, got back here to Los Angeles. The way I see it, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the end times. The United States government is not good. They are going against the Christians and the Jews. And the Abrahamic covenant is still in effect for all eternity. God says in the Word of God, in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, you know, when God was speaking to Abraham, he told Abraham, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. If you're for the Jews, and Christianity came out of the Jews, okay, the first Christians were Jewish, okay, if you're for the Jews and you're for the Christians, you're blessed of God. But let me forewarn you, if you go against the Jews and the Christians, you are cursed of God. And that goes for any person, people, or nation, okay? You know, just recently, not too long ago, the American government told Israel that if you attack Iran, the United States government will go against you and prevent you from attacking Iran. So right there, the United States government is going against God. Okay? Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Not good. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor by the grace of God. Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my God. He's my best friend. I met some friends of mine here in the Los Angeles area, here in the San Fernando Valley. I went to Faith Baptist Church earlier today. Pastor Tim Rasmussen, good friend of mine, and Dr. Roland Rasmussen has been a good friend of mine for many, many years. I've been sick. I've been in and out of hospitals here in the Los Angeles area. The last, it'll be 2 weeks that I just got back here to the Los Angeles area. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. And so anyway, keep me in your prayers, and much appreciated. You know, I did start a newspaper in Jacksonville, Florida, called The Target of Jacksonville. It's a Christian newspaper online on the internet. And now, since I'm here in Los Angeles once again, the newspaper is now called The Target of Los Angeles, a born-again Christian newspaper. If you would like to be an advertiser on my newspaper, The Target of Los Angeles, let me know. Give me a call on my cell phone, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. And the way I see it, I agree with Dr. Roland Rasmussen that we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist and the false prophet. A lot of people on the internet are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist and that the Pope is the false prophet. Okay. Now, the Bible talks about in Revelation that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to give out a mark either on the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark. Either it could be just a regular mark on the right wrist or forehead, or it could be an implantable chip. But whatever it is, if you're a believer in God, truly a believer in God, you will not take the mark. And we will not be able to buy food or sell things. We will not be able to live normally as we would. So Christians, be ready for that, okay? Be ready for that. You know, God is good. God is always good, ladies and gentlemen. He never fails. You know, I'm going to read some scripture here out of the book of Revelation. Right here, it says in verse 9 to verse 21, then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren the prophets and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. You know, we should not accept worship. Only God gets the worship, okay? We're nothing. You know, we're tenants in the kingdom of God. Okay, he's the owner. God is the owner, and we're tenants. Okay, in the kingdom of God, and we should praise God and thank God every day. Let me read on in Revelation chapter 22. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The Lord is, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise the Lord. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh alive. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Thank you, Lord. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Do not take away anything that is written in the Word of God or attempt to, okay? Because if you do, your name will be taken out of the book of life, okay? The Word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is unchangeable. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry. They persecuted him. They crucified him on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the power of God. Okay? He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power, in great glory. And whatever God says, it is impossible for God to lie. But I can tell you who the liar is, ladies and gentlemen. Satan, he's the liar. He's the father of lies. He's a deceiver. And as Pastor Tim Rasmussen said this morning at Faith Baptist Church, he does a pretty good job at deceiving people. Satan does. Okay. But thanks be unto God. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for defeating Satan on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. Satan has lost, but he's trying to get as many people with him to take them down into hell and then be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get faith? By hearing the word of God. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Well, I'm a preacher, and I'm letting you know, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever, meaning anyone, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember, it is impossible for God to lie. It is impossible for God to lie. Satan is the liar. Okay. 90 seconds ago of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuickMan70, and I'm glad you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. It's a street preaching ministry and also worldwide here on the internet, and much appreciate your prayers. Hey, if you want one of my newsletters, The Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter, The Gregory Report. A portion of my newsletter at one time was published by 5 newspapers here in the Los Angeles area. 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast. A special shout out to my friends at Trinity Baptist Church and College in Jacksonville, Florida. And that's where I just came from. And glad to be back here in Los Angeles, California. Keep me in your prayers. Much appreciated. Wrapping up, about 30 seconds to go. And well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, keep me in your prayers. Give me a call anytime, 904-575-8797. My other cell phone, it broke, so I'm not using that number anymore. You can contact me, 904-575-8797. Wrapping up, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. By the grace of God, Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network. You have a great day. May God bless you. It's a beautiful, sunny day here in the Los Angeles area. Take care for now. Have a great day. Take care for now.